Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Jewish people celebrate a victory over a 1 minute to midnight moment. That's the headline. Steve Herzig, who is in Jerusalem, explains this 1 minute to midnight moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
But please, if you will, Steve, talk to us about the backdrop of Israel as we talk about Purim and the book of Esther.
Purim is one of three holidays or feasts or special days that I call Feasts of Deliverance. Passover, certainly one, found in Leviticus, and we think of Hanukkah. And Purim comes from, as you said, the book of Esther. And I always think about Purim this way. There are many one-minute to midnight moments for the Jewish people. Moses had a one-minute to midnight moment before Pharaoh, David before Goliath, Daniel before the lion's den. We have in our history these one-minute to midnight moments. And the book of Esther really presents a one-minute to midnight moment as we think of the Jewish people on the pinnacle of death. Haman, who is advocating to wipe the Jewish people off the map. And of course, Jimmy, this is before Jesus Christ was born, the Messiah of Israel. And we think about this 1 minute to midnight moment. If Satan had his way, the Jewish people would have been extinguished, and there would be no Messiah, no Savior, and Israel would not be a state. So the book of Esther and Purim, although a minor feast for the Jewish people, is major in the sense it once again shows that God is faithful to his promise to keep the Jewish people. Ahasuerus was the ruler at the time, and he had issues with his wife, Vashti, and that shamed him. And so they had another contest, a beauty contest, and the Bible records the beauty contest. And of course, Mordecai, who's raised his cousin, raised her to adulthood, and she enters the contest without telling the king that she is Jewish. She wins the contest. As a result, is in a position to ultimately save the Jewish people when Haman really dupes the king to issue a decree to destroy the Jewish people. Esther steps in, and Purim is celebrated. There'd be great merriment. The adults were happy. The Jewish people survived. The Jewish people lived instead of being killed. And history, with so many difficult periods of time, this is one of the times we celebrate. We joy. And I'm looking forward to that time here in Israel when we see all the kids dressed up in all different kinds of outfits, as once again, they'll celebrate Purim as well.
Steve Herzig explaining the Jewish Feast of Purim, a victory celebration for the Jewish people today. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Steve Herzig revealed the story of Purim as recorded in the book of Esther. Esther is the only biblical book that does not mention God, but the Lord's presence is evident as God does protect the Jewish people from total annihilation. Evidence that God will protect his people, the Jews, until he has fulfilled his plan for his chosen people. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...